G'day, I'm back in the local authority village, and I've managed to get some time with Alison Drever from Pethick and Ross Council. Alison, you used to work with Education Scotland, and you're now at Pethick and Ross as a quality improvement officer.
Yes, I am, that's right.
What are you showcasing today in your stand at the Scottish Learning Festival?
We've got our skills framework here today to share with people and hope that people are interested in looking at it. It really has two main sections in it. The first section is based around the skills for learning, life and work. So it's a combination of BTC4 and the SQA skills framework. And it takes quite a practical look at those. And it pulls together all the work we've done around our P7 profile, S3 profile, e-portfolios. And it's really the glue that's going to hold all of that together via those skills. So the first section looks at each of those skills in quite a practical manner and practical guidance for classroom teachers on how they can embed those into the learning and teaching, but be quite specific about it as well. And the second section is called Creating a Standard Together, and it's really focusing primarily on literacy and numeracy skills. Mm-hmm. And we have descriptors from early to fourth level. Each level is on one sheet of paper, and it basically describes the literacy skills, the numeracy skills, and some of the skills and attributes that we would expect learners to be exhibiting at those levels, so towards the end of a level.
Can I ask, how did you manage to create the standard together in Pethick and Ross?
Well, I would have to say it's a journey we're still on, and we've been on it for almost 2 years now. And it's been quite a lengthy process and quality assurance, as you can imagine, to get to where we are. It really started with one of our primary head teachers who has a lot of expertise in this area, looking at, well, what is it that's different in Curriculum for Excellence? How are we raising the bar in our expectations for these skills? And what does that look like? So that was really the initial starting point for creating these. And as you will imagine, they've been through a lengthy quality assurance process in a whole number of ways. So what we've got now is something that we think is a very useful tool in a whole number of ways. My colleague Karen actually worked with our parent council chairs last night, and the parent council chairs were really receptive to this as well as a useful tool for them for understanding where their child is at. So that's been really, really helpful. So we're very excited about it, and it's free and available for everyone as an ebook on the internet. It's a working document, so we would like people to use it and tell us what they think.
Great stuff. Alison, thanks very much for your time.
No worries. Thank you.